It is the biggest night in TV, unless there's like a White House scandal, of course, but that's just SNL. I'm talking about the Emmys, handed out this weekend. We have to check in with our friends at Entertainment Tonight about the nominees, the snubs, the predictions, everything else we can cram in. ET host Nancy O'Dell joining us on the line. Hello there.
Hey there, how are ya?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Exhausted because it's Emmy week, but it's also fun week because it's Emmy week.
Exactly. Now, before we start, I have to do this. Do you hear that in your sleep? You
very
must.
Good.
It's a catchy song.
No, I do. And people sing it to me all the time. So funny, even when I, before I started Entertainment Tonight and I worked at Access Hollywood, I'd still be going through the airport. It's such a well-known theme song that people would sing me the Entertainment Tonight song in the airport. So thank goodness I am with Entertainment Tonight for a long time now, but even when I wasn't, they would sing it to me. So it works all the time.
It's fate is what it is. It was foreshadowing what was about
to
happen.
Foreshadowing.
All right, well, let's talk about the Emmys. I know ET has it covered all the time. I feel like one of those news anchors. I've got pages and pages in front of me. So are there any...
Me too.
Are there any front runners for you first? We'll talk about snubs. I know you love the snubs. But are there any front runners that's jumping out at you as a strong contender?
Well, yes. And the only reason that I love the snubs is because there's somebody who should have gotten a nomination. But I will save that because we can tease your listeners because there's somebody who needed a nomination, and I'm quite upset about it. But let's talk about the front runners. That is definitely a Big Little Lies. I mean, I think you're going to see them all over the place because they racked up like a ridiculous number of nominations. I mean, they're all over the place. Every actor and actress in that show, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Laura Dern, Shailene Woodley, Alexander Skarsgård. I mean, the only problem that you're going to see is that they're going up against each other. Because like in the lead actress in a limited series or movie, you have Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon going up against each other. So if somebody loves that show and they're an Emmy voter, which one of those actresses are they going to vote for? So that actually may present a problem for them when they may each deserve the award because their votes may be split in a way and somebody else may come out with a win, even though Emmy voters may want one of them to win. And the same thing in the supporting actress category with Laura Dern and Shailene Woodley up against each other. But I think that you're still going to see, you know, them walk away with a ton of awards, Big Little Lies.
And you know what I think we need is just like a big, like, hair-pulling brawl, like, you know, like maybe there's a tie or something and then they just duke it out. Yeah?
Reese and Nicole. I think they're like classy.
Yeah.
I think they're way too classy. Although Stephen Colbert said that he's going to be calling out Reese Witherspoon because he thinks she's going to be on the front row. So he's like, I'm going to be calling her out. Although I think he just said that because she's like America's sweetheart. So he's like, who would be the most scandalous person I could call out because she's not scandalous? And that's kind of how he works with his sarcasm. So I look forward to seeing what he's going to do.
For sure. That's also part of it, right? You tune in to see who's going to win in the awards, but then how the host is going to rock that stage, because really that monologue can set the tone for the night.
I know, it really does, and I think he's going to be a lot of fun. I think that, you know, he has such a sarcastic tone about him, and that's, you know, one of the great things about the Emmys is, you know, especially with those actors and actresses in the room, the Emmys, you know, it's just they get those kind of jokes, so it'll be a lot of fun to see what he comes up with.
And you don't think he's going to say anything political, do you?
Oh, I'm sure. He would never bring up anything political.
No.
I mean, that's so not what he does.
No.
There's my sarcasm.
All right, so let's...
Yeah, I think we're going to hear quite a few political jokes, I'm sure.
Oh, it should be good. All right, so let's go, you know, category by category. In the race for drama series, Too Close to Call, I think, nominees, Better Call Saul, The Crown, Handmaid's Tale, House of Cards, Stranger Things, This Is Us, Westworld. It's a toss-up for me. I'm leaning towards This Is Us.
You are.
I am.
See, I think maybe The Handmaid's Tale. I think that might come through with it. Or I think maybe Stranger Things.
Really? Okay. Yeah, so much has been made about This Is Us.
It's like I think that, you know, it kind of resonates with those present-day troubles, you know, and makes it seem like it has a worthy vote because of that. You know, it's really well-made. So I don't know. I think that's just different, too. I think that it should be interesting. It's going to be... But I love Better Call Saul, so...
You're right.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
This is... It's going to be, like, an election night. Too close to call, I think, for a lot of these categories. I really think this year it's tough.
Yeah, I do. I agree with you. There's so many different forms and the way that you can watch television these days that there's just so many great shows, you know? So it's just a different way from, you know, streaming and cable, and it's not just, you know, the networks anymore, so.
Times have changed, yeah.
They produce such great shows.
And the ones that make us laugh, of course, in comedy series, it's between Atlanta, Black-ish, Master of None, Modern Family, Silicon Valley, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Veep. I think, you know, Veep takes a lot of awards, I'm thinking, Veep, but I've read a lot of critics are thinking Atlanta will win. What do you think?
I know. I think Atlanta should win. I think that, you know, Veep will probably win because, I mean, does seem to like the show. You know, it would be its third consecutive win. You know, and I don't know if any of the other nominees seem, you know, overpowering enough to be able to overtake it, although, you know, Black-ish has certainly picked up steam and nomination count and, you know, popularity since its first year, but I think that Veep will probably will win it. However, I do think that Atlanta, you know, should have a really good chance at it. I think they would deservedly take the Emmy away if they do.
As for actors and actresses, we were already talking about some of the actresses, but is it going to be Jeffrey Tambor for comedy actor? He's let's just recap those nominees. Anthony Anderson, Aziz Ansari, Zach Galifianakis. I don't really get that one. Donald Glover and William H. Macy. What do you think?
I think it's going to be Donald Glover.
Okay,
really
for Atlanta.
Do. I think he should win for Atlanta. He was one of last year's biggest TV stories, you know, and deservedly so. And you know, his heartbreaking performance. You know, he's a would-be rapper. He wants, you know, much more than life has given him, and he's just. I think it's just he's the real deal when it comes to being an actor. I think as far as actresses, I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she is so popular with Emmy votes, and she's so much fun, I'll get to tell you, to interview backstage. So I think she's probably going to walk away again with the award, the Emmy.
I want her to win just to see her shtick when she comes up there. That's the thing.
I know, she's always a lot of fun, isn't she?
Oh, it's hilarious. So let's just recap the people up against Julia Louis-Dreyfus in comedy actress. So we've got Pamela Adlon for Better Things, Tracy Ellis Ross, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. I mean, you've got some, you know, acting veterans in this category. Allison Janney, our friend from Mom, she's been on with us. Ellie Kemper.
But amazing.
But you're saying it's going to be Veep taking it in that category.
I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus, yeah. I do, but like you said, there's some veteran actresses in there who are amazing and also very popular with the Emmy voters. So this year, like you said, it seems like, you know, a lot of years, it's so easy to predict who's going to win, and this is one of those years where you're just not quite sure who's going to walk away with the awards. You just can't call it this year.
Let's chime in again quickly on drama actress, Viola Davis, Claire Foy, Elizabeth Moss, Keri Russell, Evan Rachel Wood, Robin Wright. I'm thinking Elizabeth has it. A few more of your thoughts on this?
I go with Elizabeth, too, for the Handmaid's Tale. I always want to say Handmaid's Tale.
I know.
And then for the Handmaid's Tale. I go with her. I know that Viola is always a popular choice, but I'm going to go with Elizabeth Moss for that one. And I think she's very deservedly the one who should win. I think as far as the actors, I think Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us, I think he's going to walk away. I think Bob Odenkirk, he's always a good choice, too, because he's so great on Better Call Saul. So I think he has a good chance. So I'd say it's between those two in the actor category. How about you?
I was going to say Kevin Spacey, but now that you mention it...
Really?
I don't know. But, I'm undecided on that.
What's
one.
Wrong, yeah, huh?
Let's talk quickly then about SNL leading the pack, or actually tied with Westworld on HBO. 22 nominations. SNL is back. Can we thank Trump for something, I guess? Is that really what did it? SNL's getting very political again. Do you think so?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, he's certainly given them a lot of... you know, a lot of things to do on Saturday Night Live. But, you know, not only the show, but you've got Alec Baldwin and Kate McKinnon, you know, who are both nominated for Best Supporting Actor and Actress in the comedy category, and I think they're both going to win. I really do. I think that SNL is poised to be a big winner at the Emmys. So I think, you know, not only, like I said, the show, but as individual awards, and it's because they have become political. But in a year, you know, where you have a lot of politics and things going on, it's predictable that they would be up for a lot of awards.
Well, you mentioned Kate and the actress category. I mean, SNL has half of the nominations in supporting actress in a comedy series. Kate,
isn't
Vanessa, Leslie. So, you know, it's SNL kind of goes in these waves, right? Where it's popular, then people are bashing it, then it's funny again. So this could be their year. I think that would be really cool.
I know. I think so, too. I think it could be cool. What is not cool, and I told you I was going to bring you back to the snubs.
Let's do it.
Is that my favorite Oprah Winfrey did not get a nomination.
Yes.
I'm very upset. upset about this. She needed to get an acting nomination. I just got a text that came in, I do believe.
Oh, okay.
But that was appropriate. Did you hear the horn on the text?
No, but it's Oprah. She's saying thanks is what it is.
There you go.
Oprah is thanking you.
She needed to get a nomination for The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. I mean, for the TV movie. The TV movie got a nomination, so where was my Oprah? And I think she's so talented, and, just her presence all the time, I think, lends so much to any kind of TV show. So I'm very disappointed about that.
Do you have Oprah's number? Like, are you in good with her? Like, could you even text her?
Yes. I feel like, you know, how Reese and Ellen were arguing the other day over who had texted Oprah. But I do have Oprah's text, yes. I do text with Oprah some. I'm proud to say.
Oh, wow.
I'm
okay.
A huge Oprah fan. I think she's amazing.
She is. Well, she is. She's a talented...
Name-dropping there, because I think she's amazing.
And so, you know, we're not on the red carpet, or we're not at the Emmys right now, so I've got to ask you anyway, who are you wearing right now?
Who am I wearing right now? I am wearing sweats.
Okay.
And a beautiful colored workout top that my daughter picked out for me. She was so cute. She said, Mommy, you need to wear more bright colors. And I didn't want to tell her that I was wearing black, because, you know, black's more flattering on you as you get older. I didn't want to tell her that, because she's young, and she can wear all those two colors, you know? So, she told me that I need to wear bright colors, and so I did. So I've been wearing bright colors in her honor. So I have a bright orange top on, and it's a workout top. I don't even know who my sweats. I think my sweats are by Splendid. That's who I'm wearing right now.
Oh, okay.
Splendid sweat.
Okay. You don't need to worry about wearing black. You know, you're in your mid-20s, Nancy. There's not a problem, okay?
I really like you right now.
So let's we've got to wrap this up, but what are you looking forward to the most Emmy night? What's are you looking forward to? A snub, a win? What is it? Tell me.
You know, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody from Big Little Lies. I love that show. And the actresses, Reese and Nicole, are two of my favorite actresses, not only for their performances, but they're two of my favorite interview because they're genuinely just nice people. And I happen to like that husband of Nicole's, too. He's just so sweet, and they made the cutest, nicest couple. I tell them every time I see them, they probably get tired of hearing it, but I'm like, you guys are my favorite Hollywood couple because they're just genuinely nice people.
And they lasted quite a while.
They have, and I think they will continue because they just are genuinely nice people.
Yes, they are. And you know what? Entertainment Tonight is always great, and so we're going to tune in Monday for all the greatest moments from the Emmy red carpet. So check your local listings, everybody. Nancy O'Dell, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been great chatting with you.
I appreciate it. Good to talk to you. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, now.